Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 5. So you all are working with such beautiful energy around this full moon. So you've got the 3 energy and you've got puffin energy. And this is, I always say when the 3 and the 5 get together, it's a party that literally everybody wants to be a part of. It's like, it's that super fun, you know, creative, like very joyful experience. So when a 5 has a 3 cycle, it can bring in a lot of social activity, a lot of opportunity for fun and play and just really letting your hair down and, you know, enjoying yourself. 3 brings in that, you know, 3 complements 5 energy so beautifully. You know, it's like the best friends who just, you know, want to experience life, get into a lot of trouble, but have fun doing it, right? It's like just a really joyful, buoyant kind of energy. So you all are going to be working with this 3 energy around this full moon, and it's just really reminding you to tap into your inner child, to have fun, to be social, to collaborate, to network, to travel, to do the things that light you up and that bring more joy into your life, especially if there's any area where you've become too sort of restricted or where you've been feeling sort of pent up or caged in. This 3 energy is going to come in and just open those gates and be like, yeah, let's go play, right? It's that when the 3 and the 5 get together, it's that party that literally everybody wants to be at because it's so much fun. Then on top of that, not only this 3 energy, but you have puffin energy that you're going to be working with. And so again, this is like, you know, freedom and childlike wonder and imagination and playfulness. So there's something that you're meant to, you know, find that sense of wonder about, or see it with fresh eyes, or see it from childlike eyes, right? So infusing that sense of wonder, infusing your imagination, igniting your imagination. The 3 and the 5 together is highly, highly creative energy. So if there's a project that you've been wanting to get off the ground, this is such beautiful energy to do that. This is about taking a leap of faith and trusting yourself and, you know, allowing yourself to put yourself out there in a big creative way. Typically the 3 energy is very big energy and the 5 is a very fast moving big energy. So again, when these two collide, it becomes this like frenetic energy of just wanting to really, you know, create and put yourself out there and move that creative life force through you. So, and with puffin coming through, it's about new starts. It's about new beginnings. And I know this is a full moon, so it's usually things coming to completion, but with this full moon, it could be highlighting for you where it is that you are holding yourself back or where you're not allowing yourself to sort of step into that freedom of expression, that freedom of whatever it is, right? Feeling less restricted. That doesn't mean that you give up on your obligations or your responsibilities, right? It means that this is a time to fully immerse yourself in what brings you joy, fully immerse yourself in saying yes to those opportunities to meet new people, to collaborate, to be more social. You could easily see with this energy, your projects gain huge recognition, right? You're thrown into the spotlight. You're getting the accolades. You're seeing the return of your creative investment around this time. This is a wonderful period to launch something. I wouldn't normally say that that's the case under a full moon, but this is for you all working with this 3 energy and puffin energy. If you're looking to, you know, anything to do with communication, so the written or the spoken word. So if you're looking to start a YouTube channel or a podcast or write a book or be a motivational speaker or whatever the case may be, or just start a blog or anything, especially on social media, this is a great, great time to launch that, or to collaborate with others. This would be a great time, to partner up with someone and do some kind of creative project together that maybe hasn't been done before, right? Because five energy is that very progressive, unconventional type of energy. And then you couple that with a three that's about creativity and communication and, you know, childlike wonder and just what you could bring into the world, especially with other people, could be huge and could be beautiful. So this could be a creative jumping off point for you that catapults you to the next level, right? And it's probably going to be with other people or, again, sharing ideas with other people in order to, you know, figure out what best works for you at this time. But this is beautiful energy. If, you know, if all that really comes out of this is that you have a great time and you meet new people who you, you know, have a great time with, then I see that as a success. This is beautiful energy for that, for sure. So get out there, mingle, have a good time, bring the joy back into your life, infuse the joy back into your projects, and I think you will feel so good and have so much success for that. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, fives. Bye for now.